Adding the choice of a crispy chicken BLT to Wendy's 4-for-4 is the biggest thing since rappers trying to sing.
I got me a yacht and I sound like a robot.
But do you like the sound of this? Wendy's 4-for-4 now comes with a choice of a junior bacon cheeseburger or a crispy chicken BLT.
From Detroit to Macon, I keep it crisp like bacon.
Both are topped with crispy applewood smoked bacon and come with 4 nuggets, fries, and a Coke for just $4.
Oh, yeah.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time, meal includes small fries and a drink. Not valid in Alaska and Hawaii.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Erica Sandberg. Very much welcome to my amazing show. And I say amazing show because it is amazing. It is Adventures with Money. You are going to have an adventure with money. And that's what I really encourage, because it's not just about working. It's about doing something with all the that you get from that working, which is the cash, and then where you're going to spend it so you can have this amazing life, no matter how much you earn, owe, or own. And today's episode is really, really making me excited, because anybody who knows me knows that I am, I can't stop traveling. And I always have been this way. I started when I was right out, actually, probably the whole life, actually. But right after high school, I thought, I am not going to get a car. I don't really, I don't want to hang out with my friends. I want to leave the country. And that's what I did. I worked my butt off. And I went to Europe for the very first time, and it was an eye-opening experience. And I was just completely addicted from that point forward. And every spare penny that I have had since then has gone to travel, even to the point of when I was getting married. I believe it was my wedding, the day of my wedding. I said to my future husband, I said, if I want to go away for 6 months, this is going to have to be the arrangement, because if I see a really good deal and I want to go to China or go wherever it is, you have to let me. And he said, of course. So that this is just truly, truly my passion, is to get out and about and see the world and live that kind of adventure. So on that note, this is why I'm so excited about this company called Abroaders. And Eric Paquette is the co-founder of this company. And, well, I'm going to let Eric really go into what this company does, but a little bit about him. He and his partner, AJ Dunn, they developed this concept on a trip to Bali, which is, by the way, amazing, back in 2013, so it's pretty young. Their mission is to reduce the cost of airfare for you, which is very important right now, because if you have checked out the cost of flying, it's insane, especially during the summer months. I just booked a flight to Spain, and where I will be seeing my guest, actually, which is very exciting to me. But you're looking at major costs of it's around $1,500 right now to have a round trip airfare to Europe, and that's it's a lot. So reducing these costs is really going to be very helpful if you are like me, an avid traveler, or even if you're a first-time traveler and you really want to get these costs down. So it's super impressive that this concept is even available. So on that note, welcome, Eric.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. And Eric, let's go straight back to the beginning here. You're in Bali. Bali's amazing. You have this concept, your partner, AJ Dunn. So he was there with you, right?
Yeah. We were actually in Asia for a conference with some other location independent entrepreneurs. And we finished up the conference in Bangkok and headed out to Bali. And this is actually sort of in the middle of this story, actually, because AJ and I had been using points to travel really cheaply for a long time for ourselves and for our friends and family. And so the idea of trying to build the company that could help other people do the same thing that had benefited us so much was something that we kind of came up with sitting on a beach in Bali. and just kind of were talking about, like, this has got to be something that we can help more people to duplicate this experience, because it's really not extremely hard. It can feel kind of overwhelming and confusing. But the reality is that it's like a lot of things. I think that, you know, once you get started and if you take that first step, things kind of fall into place. And so we sort of just had this conversation about how cool it would be to start a company that the core value, the core idea was to make travel more accessible and try and help people sort of use the tools at their disposal to make it possible to avoid spending all the money on the flights and be able to actually focus more of the money that they've saved up on enjoying the experience and getting more experience out of the travel.
Well, absolutely. And because the cost of flights can be so extreme, that's money that you would be just spending on getting from point A to point B instead of while you're there, where you can have some great dining experiences, pay for the train, just kind of just travel while you're there. So talk to me about how it all works. So what Abroaders does and how it can help people.
Yeah, well, I think maybe it would even help a little bit more to start with my personal experience, how I kind of got into this. So
the core
idea behind what we do is that we want to help folks leverage their regular spending to create travel savings. And so there's a really great situation right now with the banks using rewards cards or giving away points as incentives for folks to sign up for new rewards cards and also for just their regular ongoing spending. So essentially, when I got started with this, I was a college student. I didn't have any money. I had just finished the study abroad and enjoyed the experience, just like couldn't wait to go back, but realized that spending another $1,200 on another international ticket was pretty much out of the question. And so I saw this opportunity to sign up for a credit card and get 50,000 frequent flyer points from American Airlines. And so I thought, wow, this is amazing. I kind of looked at the website and it was like I could get a whole round trip for that many points. And so that was the first step for me. And so the idea is basically to just channel your regular spending. You know, we definitely don't encourage folks to go into credit card debt or to spend any more money than you already would. But if you're paying by, you know, with cash or you're using a debit card that doesn't earn any type of points, you're not getting any value for the regular spending that you're doing. So the bank or whoever is sort of capturing all that value. And so the idea behind using frequent flyer points is to just capture some of that value and create sort of a travel savings account of points that you can use to save on future trips.
Well, yeah, and I think what you're kind of touching on too is, well, this is a much deeper subject than what we have time for, but the fact is banks need to make money, and one of the ways they make money is by making these sort of reward-rich cards, and they're going to be counting on a certain percentage of people who do get them to carry over a balance.
Sure.
Just normal. That's just what's going to happen. So what Abroaders does and what I do as a consumer finance expert is to say, mm-hmm. be the unusual person. Be that person who doesn't. You get all the goodies. That's great. They're there for you. They're absolutely, you can get them. But what you also have to do is be unusual, which is you've got to pay off your balance as it comes in. And don't hit the credit score while you're doing it, because if you want to keep this system going, you're going to have a good credit score so that you can kind of move on to the next card. So it's not always easy. You have to be dedicated, right? You have to make absolutely certain that what you spend on that card, you're going to repay. So how difficult is that for you? Or easy,
Honestly, not at all. You know, and it is super important, and that's something that we're very conscious of as a business, and even when we were just starting out, you know, personally, we knew that there was a danger in that. I would say that it is true that the banks also make a lot of money off of folks that pay their balance off every month, because they get a percentage when you make a purchase. So every transaction, they're getting a little bit from the merchant. And so I think it is true that a lot of the value that's behind this is that, you know, folks that just have, like, you know, a family that has regular expenses, maybe spends $2,000 or $3,000 a month on groceries and gas for the car and, you know, sporting stuff for their kids or whatever, that money that you're spending has the capacity to generate enough points to get you a couple of trips every year. And so the key is to just take only what you're comfortable with. Like, we don't encourage people to sign up for a huge number of cards or just go crazy with it. It's very much something that you want to do at your own pace. And the right strategy depends a lot on how often you travel, what places you want to travel to. In other words, the strategy is not the same if you're looking to do a trip to Asia in business class from the United States versus if you're looking to visit your grandma in Florida and just do a domestic trip. So there's kind of a different strategy. There's different cards and types of points that are ideal depending on what you want to do. And the core thing is to just stay within your comfort zone in terms of managing the finances and basically get a card that rewards you for the spending that you would do anyways, and set up a system, whether that's a calendar reminder to pay your bill or auto pay, which is what I do, so I don't have to worry about it. Just, you know, sort of set up your base system so that you're taking care of those important aspects. And once you get that set up, you're in a position to benefit on an ongoing basis and get a couple of free flights a year.
And, you know, I did take your advice. And I'm off to Spain in just a matter of days. And I did get the United American Express card, which I'm 50,000 points straight off the bat. I just need to spend, I believe, you know, I'll go back to my, I have the system, it's all laid out, just a couple of $1,000s in the first 3 months. So it's, of course, you know, I mean, that's going to be a slam dunk. I'll be able to do it. And then I'll walk away with the 50,000 points, which is going to translate into more air travel. So it's really exciting, and it's absolutely doable. You do have to have a good credit score in order to qualify for these great deals, though. So if for all my listeners out there, if your score isn't where you want it to be, and this does sound appealing to you, because why not have free travel if this is something that you're passionate about, just like me, bring your score up. It doesn't take that much. It takes a little time. It also takes some effort, but it's doable. This is not, and I say this over and over again, this is not like a health matter. I'm not trying to get taller. This is within your control. So
sure.
Take the time and effort, and I can talk to you about that in a future episode, I'm sure. So let's go back to Broaders and the concept. In order for people to really understand how this works, you have a free mini course. So can you tell me about how that works?
Yeah, so the mini course is really just sort of an introduction to the whole process. A lot of people discover our site, hear about us from, a link on another blog or from a show. And so the idea behind it is to just give people sort of a basic orientation to how this works. We do talk quite a bit about credit, in particular, what you can do to improve your credit and sort of the fundamentals of how your credit score works and how banks make decisions about whether they should give you a rewards credit card or not. We talk a little bit about the different types of points and which points might be good for domestic travel versus for international travel. And then we also talk about just sort of the structure and the process of applying for cards. And one thing to keep in mind is that there's not a one-size-fits-all for how you should approach this. So the right cards for you depend, again, on how much you travel and how much money you're spending. And so the idea is just sort of to give you some guidelines to kind of understand how the process works. Most of the folks that we work with and try and help plan a points earning strategy are, you know, typically applying for a couple of cards once or twice a year. And that's usually enough to get one or two flights. And so the idea is to just kind of set up the framework so you kind of understand how applying for new cards relates to your credit and how once you get those points, you can approach actually using them to turn them into travel. Because obviously that's the whole point. And that is one of the areas that's more complex. It can be somewhat frustrating, I think, if you're just starting out. You know, you've taken the first couple steps, you've earned some points, or maybe you already have points from past trips that you've taken. And unfortunately, the airlines do often make it somewhat complicated to redeem those points. And there's a lot of traps that you can fall into where you just essentially pay more than you would need to. You know, it's sort of a not so clear system for the person just booking a flight for the first time. And so you might end up spending 50,000 points when you only needed to spend 30,000. And it's just because you didn't quite know how to search for those flights. So we just kind of lay out some of the things that you want to be aware of and give people an opportunity to just sort of understand the process. And from there, what we're building now is an app to help facilitate sort of each step of that process. So instead of just an educational email course that will help you sort of learn about how it works, we want to try and collect the information about what your goals are and help you accomplish them.
Oh, I like that. Hey, listen, we are talking to Eric Paquette, who is the co-founder of the company called Abroaders, which is a way for people to use their credit cards and then use their rewards points for future travel. Terrific concept. So now you do have an app. When is that going to be ready?
So we're actually testing the app with a few hundred users right now, and we are accepting new members that are interested in sort of building out a custom strategy. We're at this point, we're just kind of taking it slowly with the adding new people because we really want to make sure that it's a user-friendly experience, and we want to make it as simple as possible. What we learned from so I guess to go back for a second, when Abroaders first started, AJ and I and our small team were just like manually coaching people through this basically by email, just saying like, where do you want to go? Okay, when are you going to travel? How much do you spend? And then we'd like look up the right cards for them, send them a list and some links and stuff like that. So it was like super manual. It was like kind of the classic like business that would not scale, but was really effective at getting people the result that they wanted. And so we were super successful with helping coach people through those travel plans. And so in December of last year, we started building this app that essentially is just going to make it possible for us to help a lot more people at the same time. And so the intention is for the app to be totally free. We want to make it just a system where you can put in your information and get a recommendation about what cards you should look for and how many points it's going to cost you for your trip. We're not really sure when we're going to launch that to the public, but we do have an opportunity to try the app. We're essentially just sort of testing out an enhanced service that has a little bit more handholding and some personal help from our team. And so we have a membership, basically. And so it's a monthly service, and there's a free trial on the website. So if you're really excited to get started with trying it, you can try out the app totally free. I will warn you that it's something we're working on a daily basis. So it's sort of I think it's really exciting to like see how people are using the experience so far. I think we've had about 35 people successfully get sign up bonuses for cards, and every month we book between 10 and 20 tickets, helping people just actually redeem the points if they get stuck in the process of trying to use them for travel.
And I have to say, it's that process that trips people up, because it is, as you mentioned, it's not always easy. You have to go through a series of steps, and it can be off-putting. Like, and then you throw up your hands in there and say, "Well, I'll just do it my own. Let's pay my cash. I'll just work it this way." So it's really nice to have, as you say, some hand-holding, because, you know, not everybody is feels comfortable jumping over these hurdles. So it's nice. It's nice to have that extra assistance with that. And I need it sometimes. You know, I have to say, my best way of doing any of this is I need to speak with somebody. Doing things just online, whether it's booking a hotel or figuring out an itinerary, I want to talk with somebody. And so just a little bit extra assistance is worth its weight. It just is. So regarding the whole idea of travel and using points, when you do get these cards, for example, I did get that my United card, which, by the way, comes with two free tickets into the VIP lounge, which is so great. I'm so excited about that. It's not just using these bonus points for more tickets. It's for the other great benefits that you can get with the card. So for me, it was I get the lounge. I'm so excited. But I also have free baggage. I just pulled out my suitcases, my big suitcase, where I don't even have to worry about that $35. I think it's $35 for just to hand in my luggage. So it's a lot more, isn't it?
Yeah, I think that I'm really glad you brought that up because it's right now the status of how the airlines are managing their pricing has progressively made it more expensive or just sort of created more uncertainty about what you're going to pay and what kind of experience you're going to have with the extra baggage fees and a lot of things just sort of being separated out of the ticket fare. And that's one of the really nice things about these rewards cards. And it's also useful that, you know, there's sort of a broad range of sort of types of cards. So if you travel a lot and you really value lounge access, there are some cards that you can get and essentially get the first year for free that are going to give you lounge access for a whole year. And so it's one of the things that we're also really focused on is understanding the benefits of each of these cards and making sure that you're educated on them. Because the banks do a little bit of work to try because they want you to sort of, you know, get some benefit and keep the card, but they're not going to really educate you completely on all of the benefits that you have. In addition to things like the free checked bags and priority boarding, a lot of these cards also give you, you know, great insurance benefits. So if you're, you know, renting a car, you may not need to pay the extra $10 or $15 a day for rental insurance. Or if you're traveling, you don't have to necessarily buy trip cancellation insurance for an extra $20 or $30. And so those extra fees that you can avoid just by being educated about what the cards include really add up. And I think it's a lot of extra value that we want to try and help people capture.
Oh, I love your sort of tagline is democratizing travel, because that is what it does. And I really reject the idea that only wealthy people can get all these wonderful benefits and get out of town. It's kind of for everybody. I mean, when I first started,
absolutely,
I was poor as a church mouse. I mean, I didn't have anything. I think I did my month-long trip on, I don't know, I mean, it was a while ago, but on very little money. I mean, I think I was trying to do it on $5 a day and, you know, eating a slice of cheese and a baguette or something. Anybody
sure
can do it. And it's, I really encourage, if this is what you want to do, if you want to go see the world, please do. Just do it. And it's scary out there right now. We've definitely had some horrible global issues going on politically. This is a short life. Make it, do what you can and see it. The more you see, the more compassion you may actually have, the more you will enhance your own life and those of your loved ones and in the entire world. I mean, it sounds really cheesy, but it really is good for you and it's good for everybody. So democratizing travel is a great way of putting it. Do you agree?
Thank you. Yeah, well, I mean, I think that for us, like one of the core values that we share, our entire team shares, is that travel makes the world a better place. And it makes, you know, it gives you an opportunity for personal self-development and, you know, like you said, being more open-minded and being, you know, more receptive to what's happening in the rest of the world. And we don't think that that should be something that only people that have a lot of disposable income should have access to. And fortunately, that's not really a reality. I think, you know, it is expensive to travel, certainly, if you're in a position where you're just buying every ticket. But there's ways to do it, even if you're not eligible. You know, for folks that are listening that do have work to do with their credit and so forth, you shouldn't, you know, let that stop you necessarily from taking, you know, the little steps to save some money and, you know, try and take some trips, have those experiences. But ultimately, you know, we want to make it possible for more people to get out there and see the world. And we think that that's a mission worth spending a lot of time and putting a lot of energy into.
Yep, hear, hear. Okay, so when it comes to using points, can you give me a couple of tips regarding making it a good system so that you know where you're spending them and you know how to accumulate them? Because I think that alone, it's easy enough to get the card when your credit is good and you
sure
can have it. But just maybe a couple tips on how to systemize it so that you know what you're doing. Maybe you've got five cards out there and it can be a little confusing. So hit me.
Sure. Okay. So, I mean, first of all, be aware that there's a lot of different types of points. And it's, you know, I think the fundamental thing that you want to keep in mind is that you want to try and start out with a goal. It's totally okay for that goal to change. So it's, you know, if you think that maybe you're going to be going to Europe with your family, and that's your travel goal, it's really helpful to just sort of take a minute and take a look at the different types of points that are earned on some of the cards that are available, and just see if those are points that can get you to Europe. And so it's relatively easy. It's a little bit time consuming, but it's worth it, well worth going through and seeing, you know, does United Airlines fly to the destination that I want to go to? Is it possible to use those points? And if so, how much is it going to cost? Is it 30,000 points one way? Is it 60,000 round trip? And just sort of get that goal in mind so you sort of know what you're looking for. Because one of the kind of horrible gotyas with frequent flyer points is if you don't have quite enough points, you can't use any of them. So if it costs 60,000 points and you've got 58, you're short and you're going to have to buy the ticket or find a way to get those extra 2,000 points. So I think that's probably the most basic tip, is to just take a look and see if you can plan it out. And definitely please get in touch with us if you have questions about that, because we field those all the time. And, you know, it's pretty easy to sort of point folks in the right direction and help them at least get a basic strategy in order for acquiring the points. Maybe the second tip that I think is worth mentioning is that you want to be aware that the airlines, you often have a ton more options than what you're going to see on the website. So I think just like it's too time consuming to really go into the detail, but just know that if you have American miles and you're looking at American Airlines website, there's probably a ton more options than you're actually seeing. And that's true with almost all the different types of points. So if you don't see what you're looking for, do a little bit more research or reach out to an expert for some help, because it doesn't mean it's not possible. It just means it's a little bit trickier, or the way to do it isn't necessarily clear from the website that you're using to try and book your travel.
Absolutely. So communicate. Don't just take it at face value. And also, if I can jump in here, keep a lookout for the changing policies and the changing business strategies of airlines themselves. So, for example, United Airlines, I think I sort of dismissed them in the past. They have jumped up to the front of the line. This is really exciting. They've got a new business class that looks incredible. Mm-hmm. Their customer service, it had been problematic in the past, and now it's I got somebody on the phone within, I think, 30 seconds when I had to call. It blew my mind. I was so excited. I actually wrote a letter. I wrote an email to the CEO. I'm like, you've done it. Very good. So it's not just the credit card. It's not just the points. It's making sure that you understand what your airlines is, how they're behaving, and what kind of customer service they're offering, and what kind of perks they have. So just, hey, if you're going to do it right.
Yeah, absolutely. One other thing, though, to keep in mind, which is sort of, I think, a level of detail that a lot of people totally overlook, is that if you have United Airlines miles, for example, United's a member of Star Alliance, which is a group of like 26 or 27 airlines around the world. And for the most part, you can use your United points to book on any of their partner airlines. So that's going to include airlines like Singapore, like Lufthansa. And so, like, you've got other options. Mm-hmm. And not only is it interesting in the sense that, you know, frankly, United, I am actually really excited to check out United's business class. But in general, the U.S. legacy carriers, American, United, and Delta, are pretty far behind the other global airlines in terms of business and first class. So if you're saving up miles for like a really special trip, we have a lot of people that are doing honeymoons or anniversary trips and things like that. They want to fly in business class. And if you've got United miles and you're going to Europe, I'm definitely going to try and get you into Lufthansa's business class rather than United's, just because it's probably going to be a much nicer experience. So, you know, I think there's a little bit of that. And when you spend that time, you know, sort of saving up and working on your spending, you know, putting it on the right card to get those points, it's definitely worth taking a little bit of extra time to just kind of evaluate those options and see what's going to be the best fit for you and your travel companions.
That's right. And that's why I say you can enjoy your life, have this amazing experience, and you don't always have to spend a tremendous amount of money, and sometimes it can be very, very far more economical than you first anticipated. Eric Paquette is co-founder of Abroaders. Eric, where can people go for more information about your company?
The best place to find us is abroaders.com. And yeah, really looking forward to working with some of your listeners. Feel free to reach out. There's a contact form right on the website, and would be super happy to help answer any questions and help you guys get off on the right foot planning future travel.
Fantastic. Well, on that note, this is goodbye for Adventures with Money. Join me next time. And, hey, it's going to be for me after a fabulous trip to Spain. Take care, everybody. Bye.
Run to Old Navy today and make fireworks with $4 deals on your favorite summer styles. Get women's and kids' tees, tanks for the family, and more for just $4. Better hurry. The sale ends today. Run to Old Navy. Valid 7-4 select styles only.
Adding the choice of a crispy chicken BLT to Wendy's 4-for-4 is the biggest thing since rappers trying to sing.
I got me a yacht and I sound like a robot.
But do you like the sound of this? Wendy's 4-for-4 now comes with a choice of a junior bacon cheeseburger or a crispy chicken BLT.
From Detroit to Macon, I keep it crisp like bacon.
Both are topped with crispy applewood smoked bacon and come with 4 nuggets, fries, and a Coke for just $4.
Oh, yeah.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time, meal includes small fries and a drink, not valid in Alaska and Hawaii.